This week in machinery, mill turn control updates, ACO2 laser and deep hole drilling. Heidenhain mill turn control. The TNC 640 mill turn control has received a number of new features, including enhanced graphics, interpolation turning and gear hobbing. The new graphics package includes a CAD viewer capable of opening step, edges and DXF file formats, allowing operators to evaluate the workpiece at the control. Dynamic collision monitoring, DCM, uses a M3D converter to enable CAD files of components in the machining envelope to be merged, edited and added to the collision monitoring program. The interpolation turning feature moves the machine tool's linear axis along a circle while orienting the cutting edge with the milling spindle to the center of rotation for outside machining. Alternatively, it can be oriented away from the center of rotation for inside machining. Interpolation turning is especially well suited to manufacturing large, rotationally symmetric sealing surfaces, such as the housings of components of power plant technology. The new Cycle 880 is a machining process for gear hobbing of external cylindrical and helical teeth. This process is performed through synchronization of the tool and lathe spindles. The cycle positions the rotary axis to the required tilting position and performs end feed movements to the workpiece in the radial direction and milling movements in the axial direction. The ability to determine the 3D basic rotation for a plane surface was added as a manual probing function. Operators can check for misalignment of a surface by probing 3 points in any direction on that plane. These features are intended to extend the TNC 640 to new applications, such as machining large parts for power plants. The addition of manual probing cycles is expected to make it easier for operators to set up work pieces. For more information on the TNC 640 mill turn control, visit the Heidenhain website. Mitsubishi CO2 laser. The X-Plus series of CO2 lasers expands on Mitsubishi's X-Series and LV+2 model. According to the company, the laser's high-speed, heavy-duty motion system and more powerful piercing can reduce processing times by 50% compared to previous generations. The X-Plus has X, Y and Z machine travels of 122x61x5.9. 3,100 mm by 1,550 mm by 150 mm, and can accommodate workpieces up to 120.1, 3,050 mm, in width and 60.0, 1,525 mm, in height. Its three control axes are balanced by a helical rack and pinion guides on the X and Y and precision ball screws on the Z. The new unit features several improvements over previous models, including power/gas consumption monitor, processing time display for cycle estimation, lens cartridge designed for more constant centering and focal length options up to 10.60% improvement in gas change time. For more information on the X-Plus CO2 laser, visit the MC Machinery website. Unisig drilling machine. The new B700 drop bed machine was engineered to effectively generate critical, high-precision features on large and irregularly shaped aerospace components, such as landing gear struts. It is also designed to process medium-sized, more uniform-shaped workpieces with minimal change over time from one to another. In addition to standard boring and trepanning association, BTA, drilling methods, the B700 is capable of counterboring, trepanning, skiving and roller burnishing processes. A 63 1,600 mm swing over bed size coupled with a programmable moving headstock allow the B700 to process parts as long as 157 4,000 mm or as short as 20 500 mm. A 126 horsepower tool spindle and 90 horsepower work spindle allow the machine to generate solid bores up to 8 200 mm diameters and counterbores to 12 300 mm diameters. Other notable features of the B700 include a preloaded drive system and a 250 GPM coolant flow. The machine's operational capacities include deep hole drilling as well as other complex deep hole operations, such as internal contouring via an optional servo bottle boring axis. Consequently, the machine can be used to produce a variety of aerospace parts, including axles, beams, control rods and components for actuators. For more information on the B700 drop bed machine, visit the Unisig website. Follow ENGCOM_machine on Twitter.